What a strange yellowy-green world we're living in right now. We expect pollen every year, but I think we're generally surprised when we see it blowing through the air in sheets, creating clouds that we know are eventually covering everything in sight. I always think to myself, well, when we get a good rain, it'll wash it all away. But that first rain always seems to just pool it up at our feet, creating thoroughly interesting swirls of chartreuse or pear-colored patterns at our feet. I always know we're at the high point of the pollen invasion when it crunches under our feet as we walk around the South Shore. It doesn't seem to be affecting the natural world that much. In the past few days, I've seen gray squirrels, red squirrels, woodchucks, chipmunks, and deer in Pembroke just going about their business. In Whitman at Hobart's Pond, the robins are feeding their young, and the Canada geese have their goslings in tow. The river otter seems pretty happy too. But it seems we're in that weird transitional moment on the calendar in which migrants have generally migrated, but not all, while most June nesters are already at work. I had to think twice at Jacob's Pond about the song of a black pole warbler on Sunday. Shouldn't they be well north of here by now? And I was taken aback by two glossy ibises that flew overhead as well. Where were they going? But that's the beauty of nature. It follows general rules, not hard and fast ones. And let's face it, we're the same way. Holiday shopping season begins in September officially, right? But many of us start on December 24th. So please, give those glossy ibises a break. Remember, too, that this is just a seasonal passing. As we do get more rain, the pollen will reach its natural limits. There just will be no more left to fall off the trees. All of the colors in the South Shore rainbow will be returned in due time, and we will no longer be forced to see the world through guacamole-colored sunglasses. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.